702. The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
Pretty is the view of the rest of the world from Dakar in Senegal. Now we go to London in the UK. Adam Gilchrist, a very good morning to you. Let's start with a story coming out of Pakistan, beaten over blasphemy.
Morning, Morgana. Yeah, a very upsetting story about the death of a man, basically beaten to death and then burnt by a mob. And we know 100 people have been arrested so far. How many were involved in that mob, we don't entirely know. But this is actually blasphemy laws. It's all about blasphemy laws, and lots of countries still have them, and Pakistan in particular. Although Imran Khan has tried to make one or two changes. Indeed, I think an extremist Islamist group was banned 6 months ago, the kind of group that wanted to set people on fire and stone people in the street, etc. They, I believe, have been banned. And yet, here we have a factory manager, a Sri Lankan factory manager by the name of Priyantha Diawadanaga, who was, as far as we can tell, sorting his factory out for some cleaning and took down some posters, some of which might have had the name Muhammad on them. As a result of which, the whispers went round, rumours went round, a mob formed and said, you can't do that, you know, etc. And it became all very heated, and this poor guy basically got beaten to death because it was thought that he was therefore being blasphemous against the Prophet Muhammad. As the Pakistan Prime Minister has called it, a day of shame. There have indeed been protests. There are plenty of Pakistanis who are appalled absolutely by what has happened. And I'm sure plenty of Sri Lankans, although nothing officially from the Sri Lankan government. It is one of those things. Is it a complete misreading of the situation? Is it because ultimately he was a foreign worker in a foreign land? You just look at that and think how awful, but could that not have happened to any of us if we just made one tiny, tiny little mistake in a far-off, far-flung place?
Gosh, but it is still an awful story nonetheless, Adam. Really gives you a shudder, I suppose. China versus the US, an Olympic boycott by the Americans.
I suppose, on the one hand, I'm thinking, you know, this is a diplomatic boycott, so American athletes will still turn up for the Winter Olympics in Beijing, or just outside of Beijing. But a diplomatic boycott means that the diplomats won't be going. And will we miss them, the guys in suits who get all the best seats? I'm not sure we will miss the official delegation. It's, of course, a gesture. It's about the White House saying, we're not happy about the human rights record. We're not happy about this. I mean, it's fine, but there are things I'm sure China's not happy about with America. But at that level, I suppose on the one hand, what else can you do other than to make a gesture like that if you were seriously trying to put a bit of political pressure on a country to, quote, do the right thing? But who's going to miss them? Who's going to notice? What actual difference does that make? And you could certainly argue that if you want to get some kind of change in a country, it is better to meet and talk. So I'm in two minds, I don't know about you, 50-50 on whether this makes any sense at all.
I suppose the athletes might be relieved, in fact, that the diplomats are not coming along with them. Oh my goodness, whoever would have thought you need Santas?
Yes. Well, not just us. It's the world, apparently. There is a global shortage of Santas. Well, that is to say, Santa representatives. Obviously, the big guy himself is fine, and I'm sure it'll all be okay come Christmas Day. But all those other Santas, you know, the Santas who fill in as his ambassadors of nice and naughty at various parades, parties, shopping malls, shopping centers, department stores, wherever you might see that kind of Santa, even in the street. Because, number one, the pandemic has been unkind, shall we say, on older, heavier set men. Number two, there are plenty of Father Christmases who've been so short of work that they therefore have found other gigs. In some cases, they're overwhelmed and just need some time off. And if you add all that up, there's a company in Texas called Hire Santa. And they hire out Santas for America, Europe, the Middle East, Asia, and beyond. And they say this year, if you add it all up, there are 20% of their Father Christmases taking time off, 10% fewer Santas overall anyway. Demand for the big guy has doubled, which means, therefore, you do the math, as they might say. Most of us might not be on the nice list this year. It could be a ho-ho, oh no!
Ah, sheer madness. Adam Gilchrist, love it as always. That's this morning's Worldview.